morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre call and deadline number 1-800-422-416. All right, now the Coffs Coast became a New South Wales first certified ECO destination 12 months ago and making the top 100 list heralds a new era of tourism, abundance based on authentic First Nations history, language and culture, and world-class and nature-based experiences. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Christian Lugnan, and he's the CFO for the organisation. A very good morning, Christian. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Yeah, Deadly Bros. Thanks for having us on the show.
Nah, too deadly, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations regarding receiving global recognition, the Green Destination, Top 100. How deadly are you, Mob? Can you tell us about the organisation, please?
Yeah, sure. So, obviously, we're really stoked. We were blown away by the award, by getting that recognition in that way. So, yeah, so our organisation has been operating since 2010. And it's called the Buluri Muralan Young and Aboriginal Corporation, which means two paths strong in Ngunmangi language in mid-north coast of New South Wales. And so what we found in putting together our corporation was that our kids weren't getting a good education in mainstream schooling, and they certainly weren't getting much cultural engagement and learning. And so we developed back then, after-school learning centres for Guru kids, for Aboriginal students. And there, at those learning centres, they received language and cultural instruction and support. So it was really just about helping the kids to be strong in their own identity, about who they are as First Nations people, and that then enhances and helps them to be really strong in education as well. And they also get, you know, literacy and numeracy support as part of that process. And so that's the basis of our organisation.
Yeah.
And then we've gone on to open a bilingual school, the first bilingual school of an Aboriginal language in New South Wales, and that opened in February of this year. So we're aiming really high. We have high expectations of our kids in our community, in education and culture, and that's where it's at.
And regarding the Green Destination Top 100 global recognition, did you have to nominate yourselves, or were you nominated, or did they just pick you off the fruitful tree?
Yeah. So the other part of our work is cultural tourism.
Yes.
And we've been running award-winning cultural tourism products for about 5 years now.
Okay.
We've got the Ngunmangi Cultural Tourism Extravaganza on a monthly basis that we run up at Nyigi Nyigi or Silly Lookout, and also Karora Lookout, overlooking Coffs here. And so what happened was the mob at Coffs Harbour City Council, particularly Ashley Sam Brooks, nominated us.
Deadly.
He's well aware of the work that we do in the cultural green space.
Good.
And, yeah, they nominated us and put us forward, and we just had to put together a bit of a brief, a bit of a yarn just about, you know, the things that are important to us and what we're proud of.
And before you know it, global recognition.
So, again, it was a really big surprise to us.
Fantastic, brother. Employment, in First Nation people, plenty on board?
Yeah, so that's our priority, you know. We've got a lot of young people in our community, and as, you know, across the country, our mob are the youngest, you know. We've got a big cohort of people, young fellas coming through. So for us, it was about creating sustainable, ongoing employment and training opportunities for our mob.
Because,
you know, in regional centres, a lot of the mob go to cities and bigger areas to get employment and education, that kind of thing. But we're like, you know, we've got such a beautiful environment here.
Exactly.
It's a you know, beautiful cultural destination, tourism destination, with beautiful beaches, mountains, lakes, rivers, you know, all that. And so, like, we need to ensure that we can keep our local talent here as much as we can.
Exactly.
We've created... Yeah, we've built...
What sort of roles are we talking, brother?
Yeah, so we've got two cafes. We've got one up at Nyigi Nyigi, it's Silly Lookout. We've got a cafe we operate out there. And just this week, we brought on another cafe called Lynx Cafe, which is out of Taormina, which is just south of Coffs here, about 15k south.
Mm.
And we've also got... we're building an eco resort as well. So we've got a bit on the go. The Eco Resort's going to be a 20-cabin Eco Resort, also up near Silly Lookout or Nigi Nigi.
Yes.
And so we're
All on traditional owner country too, brother.
What was that, sorry?
All on traditional owner country.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's all about that sovereign, being sovereign, acting sovereign. And, and we know our country well. We know our culture well. And we're revitalising our language. We're bringing that back to make everyone strong and deadly. You know, and that's the whole idea of the school as well, to support everything that we do goes into the school.
Very empowering, very empowering. Once again, my brother, congratulations on receiving global recognition. To Delhi, Gambanya Mob, and keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, we love what we do. And again, it just goes back to the community and just back to country, which are, you know, that's what's important to us. And thanks for having you on to us. Really appreciate it.
Christian, you take care, my brother. All the best. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, Cass.
Will do, bros. Catch ya.
Bye-bye. Delhi Yande, Christian Lugnan, CFO for the Gumbanya Country Mob, who just received recognition, global recognition, on the Green's Destination Top 100. So doing a fantastic job looking after country, operating on country, and creating pathways as well for our young ones. Too Delhi, have you saying Yana Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Daily Track Dead. Get Me Out. That's King Stingray here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. For your daily program, National Talk Black, I'm the host, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev. Murray from Recurry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And that's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, a big shout out to all your daily radio stations, black radio stations across the daily country, Daily Black Network. And a big shout out to NERS team as well, National Digital Radio Service. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. Why Higgins kept her dress under bed. That story still goes on regarding the so-called rape, that alleged rape that happened with Brittany Higgins. And she's broken down in tears on the witness stand while being shown CCTV footage from the night of her alleged sexual assault in Parliament House. Other topics here. New South Wales braces for more dangerous floods as Sydney prepares to break rain records. Also, Zoe's wheelchair was damaged on a Qantas flight. The airline initially refused to repair it. Other news here, house prices fall slow, back on track for 20% decline. Putin cites a success in annexed regions, even as his exhausted troops retreat. North Korea launches another missile days after spooking Japan and weapons test. That's very scary. Now, I'm so sorry, sad note left on the car. Three A-listers out of running to play next James Bond after major revelation. She was one of the most famous women in the world. She was also a French resistance spy. Ukraine war, Russia faces prospect of surrendering 15,000 troops. The stories here, Dragons Young Guns tells club he wants out as an immediate consequence of Ben Hunt contract. Roller coaster victims, final post before crash. Asset prices down, household costs up. Do you delay retiring? Wouldn't be allowed in our change room, NRL veteran slams Titus Human. Manly succession plan set in motion. They're the headlines that's making the news today. I'd like to know what headlines are operating in your space. Give me a call, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. To Delhi Mob.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I wish I could turn back time to live how we used to live. Living in the dream time, 'cause I know that's what I've left behind. Living in the bush is where I wanna be, yeah. Running wild and living free. Living with Mother Nature, just like traditional Aborigines. Look at the world around me.
Living in a world of children from the palm of our mother's hands. Mucham yinan bading Allah, gari gari galing Allah. Gadan gadan gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on.
Bimbe, Mucha, Gare Gare Gadad, Bulba.
Oh!
Warma!
Story of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation.
Booty booty dandy dandy gadad. Wow, gadi gadi.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Stolen Generation by Normie J here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All right, now, peer and recreation-based services are key to supporting kids and families impacted by mental illness. New white paper reveals young people are more likely to open up to their families about their mental health after attending peer connection programs. In fact, young people experience an increase in the mental health knowledge and improve their ability to seek help after attending therapeutic recreation programs and camps. And this mental health month, October, Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation is calling on people to donate funds to ensure these young people can access the support programs they need. We're going to catch up a yarn with Lee Knight. Lee Knight is board director and the chair of Clinical Governance and Operations Committee, Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation. On the line, Lee, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Lee?
I'm based in Sydney.
All right, fantastic. So can you tell us more about the white paper findings, please?
Yeah, look, I absolutely can. So, look, Kookaburra Kids Foundation, we're interested in lots of things, but we're primarily interested in what we call pre-early intervention. So that is dealing with kids who have got a family member affected by mental health issues or a mental illness. And what we do is we use what's called a stepped care approach, where we have a variety of programs that looks at improving mental health literacy and also improving help-seeking behaviours. What our white paper found, which is based on the early stages of our research, was that after being involved in one of our programs, young Australians were more likely to open up to their families about their own mental health, and also they showed a significant increase in their mental health knowledge. And this shared group identity was really helpful for them to overcome the stigma of seeking help if they needed it, and overcome the stigma of chatting to their parents or family members about mental health issues or stress, anxiety, those kind of things.
Lee, why is it important to promote positive mental health among children?
Look, it's so important because it's about seeking help at the right time and not allowing these things to go untreated or uncared for. What we know is that about a quarter of our Australian children are living with at least one parent who's got a mental illness, and they have a increased genetic predisposition to developing their own mental illness. And what we know is the earlier that you seek help and advice, the better your mental health outcomes are, not just through your childhood, but long term and into the future. So that's really important that we address this early.
Yes.
And we get the kids the right help. And it's also about delivering it where it's accessible to them. So You know, we deliver it on, we go away on camps, which are recreation camps, which are over the course of a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they do fun activities like rock climbing or various other activities. But they also do that. Yeah, they do that mental health literacy and mental health education in between with their cabin group, with a group of kids that they get to know, and also our experienced leaders. So they get that sense of connectedness and belonging and that they're not alone.
And when you talk camping, you're talking physical attributes, but also the mental conversations that need to be had. And so if they're active in the physical sense, you could say that the mind's more relaxed in regard to conversation, building relationships in the physical sense?
I definitely agree with that. I mean, a lot of our kids say, oh, you know, I had education without realising I was getting it, which is fabulous. We do offer, because of COVID, when we were unable to all get together, we did really enhance our online offering, which is called Kookaburra Kids Connect. And that's basically a Zoom room, which is led by the kids, but moderated by one of our experienced leaders. And that's where the kids get that sense of connectedness and shared belonging and knowing that they're not alone.
Mm.
And then for those kids that aren't quite ready to stay away from their family overnight, we've got the activity days, which are the short activity days and long activity days. They do things like indoor parachuting. They go to the zoo. They did a bridge climb the other month. So they do this fun activity, and then they also get the mental health literacy education and also the help-seeking education as well. So it's really delivering programs in environments that are outside of the clinic and more on their
own. Exactly. So what advice do you have for families with children dealing with mental health issues?
I would say open and honest communication. So model the behaviours that you want to see. So it's okay to talk about stress and anxiety, and it's okay to ask someone, are you going okay? You seem a bit different today. And that's the best advice I can give is model that and make it okay. And if it's beyond your area where you can help them and you feel it's a little bit more than what you can provide them support for, then that's the time to perhaps suggest that they go and see their GP or their school counsellor, and then that person will know where to refer them to if they need some more intense mental health treatment. But it might be just an opportunity for them to get things off their chest and unpack.
Lee, I suppose it's important to say to family members that you don't have to be psychologists to help your loved ones, you know. You can see what's going on, and it's about guiding them, directing them for help.
That's right, absolutely. You do not need to be a qualified mental health professional to you know, be able to offer someone help. I think you do need to know when it's beyond your capacity to assist. And when to refer on. And I think the usual threshold for me is if it's causing significant distress in one or more aspects of that person's life, or if there's a real new unusual for the person behaviour, or it's present more days than not. And then that's the time to get a little bit of extra help and advice. And I think the worst thing that can happen with that is you might take your kid to the GP and the GP says, look, it's normal developmentally for your child, and that's okay too.
Yeah. Look, the fact that we're talking about it here on National Talk Black, that's another, iron in the fire. But thank you very much for the yarn, Lee, and all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There we have this, Lee Knight, Chair of Clinical Governance and Operations Committee of Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation, and just talk about the peer and recreation-based services that are key to supporting kids and families impacted by mental health, mental illness. So it's about reaching out and different activities like so. It's building relationships, and when people are relaxed in the physical sense, you know, and doing different activities, their minds relax, and so there could be conversations that need to be had in a safe space. So there it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Have the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Tits a coin in the wishing well, and I just wanna wish you well. Got a love you can never sell. Broken heart makes you feel like a jail cell. Everybody's going through, you can never tell. I wish there was a way that I could break the shell and set your body free like you're cool as hell. Wala lang free, bibili daw nung amusing. Nga daw ay nanungo nito, let you come na ninayakan nito. Yago wala lang malton. Pamurong burong nung ordal kong in the dark room. Yaka yung kugakur.
I know it's been a hard time, and I wanna show. wanna wish you well.
Up north, down south, east side. Don't stop if it makes you feel right. Make room for the feelings you hide. Got love for the whole world, peace sign. High rise, low light. Same blood as my brother on the flip side. You can't win at this game, it's a deep fake. Some things you just can't replicate. Nah, y'all getting out of lead. No more bang on your limit. No more y'all got a cool. No sleep that I can't for it all. Do trick ending out of gang. Hey, time. One love.
I know it's been a hard time.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, you heard it right, monkey blood block up in his building. Come with that hot, hot music, making you talk. Put down his cigarette, talk how my master got chorus. One man I know can play like take B&D to the top. And top from Highlands, come on my set. South and Golo Island, one love to every tribe and every clan you're representing. Raise your hands, hold it up to the sky and just thank the Lord for this paradise.
Listen up, let me brag about my homeland. Ponds of mystic mountains, all my culture and traditions. Pass a PNG, find me strong in my time, yeah.
Yeah, too early, Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumber Bip Media, 19.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. Now, blunt warning that too many Indigenous people with mental health issues are unnecessarily ending up in hospital emergency departments. The non-for-profit Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, that's MIFA, is bluntly warning that far too many people, Indigenous people with mental health issues, are ending up in hospital emergency departments, in essence, because they don't know where else to go. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tony Stevenson, CEO of the Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. On the line, Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, very important conversation. And it's astounding when you're talking about high numbers of Australians impacted by mental illness. And when you're looking at our mob, are not going to, well, ending up in hospitals, but in the essence, because they don't, they just don't know where to go.
No, that's right. It's a real problem, Trevor, because, you know, people living with a mental health condition, firstly, they need to know that they can talk openly about that with their family and friends. And a lot of us do experience some concerns about our mental health from time to time. Look, there's no shame in that and reaching out. Look, when it comes to people with a more severe or complex mental health condition, that's where we're really worried that people are not reaching out. And that means that they're condition will deteriorate, it'll develop into a crisis, and the only option then is to go to hospital, to emergency, and perhaps spend time in hospital. That's not a great outcome. I mean, hospitals are too busy. We need to avoid that as much as possible. But, you know, for the person involved, you know, to have to spend time in hospital in a mental health bed is not a great outcome. So we need to ensure that people are getting the support when they need it, to keep connected to family and country and community, and not have to rely on hospitals when it spirals out of control.
But hospital would be a start. The fact that they're in the medical industry, would it not?
Well, look, I think the best start really is to reach out to your GP or local health service,
yes,
and get linked into community support programs. You know, there's support available in the community. We certainly need more of that, but there is support available, and certainly we can guide people in the right direction for that. Yeah, look, the main thing is to get the support.
Yes.
Look, hospitals play an important role, but it should be a last resort, not something that people have to rely on because they can't get anything else.
And Tony, I think you will agree that the family members also need to be there in support, you know, in guidance for our loved ones with mental illness.
That's right, and family members want to do that. The problem is sometimes is that if you've got a severe mental health problem, you know, those relationships do tend to break down because it can be a bit of a challenge, you know. So getting the support to keep the family together is just as important, and the community support can do that. It can keep people well, it can keep people connected to family and community, and really that's a really good way to prevent, you know, spiralling out of control and having to go to hospital.
And so when you're talking about our mob, the First Nation people, we've got our First Nation health organisations. That's a beautiful platform for support and help, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd certainly encourage people to reach out to, you know, to the local health service, absolutely, because, you know, they are in the best place to know what support is available in the community.
Yes.
And also, you know, whether you might need to be referred to other specialists or whatever as well. It's really important that the support is located as close as we can to each community, so that there are people in the communities who are trained and who can provide that level of support.
And the support, well, for the individual, I mean, when we're talking about mental health, we do have things that relaxes us, whether it be fishing or jogging or what have you. The message probably delivering here is keep active in those spaces as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, nothing beats, you know, that sort of interest, relaxation, hobby, eating well, sleeping well, you know. They're the things that all of us need as the basis of good mental health. And also, you know, that improves our physical health. The two go hand in hand. So there's no doubt about that. It's just that some people, you know, are far more affected by their mental health condition. And certainly all of those things are going to help, but they will need specialist support as well.
Sure.
And you know, that's where we've got to encourage people to reach out and get that support as soon as they notice anything of great concern to them or to your family, you know, about your mental health.
Exactly, reach out. Thank you for the yarn, very important yarn, but got to bring those numbers down. It's turned into a bit of a pandemic, you could say, in the mental health world.
Yeah, it is. On a positive note, though, if we are paying attention to our mental health, we're all going to be better off.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. But certainly for people who really need support, reach out, get help, and your life will improve markedly.
Yep, markedly. Sure. Thank you very much. Good yarn with you, Tony Stevenson. You stay safe. We'll yarn soon.
Thanks again, Trevor.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yonder, Tony Stevenson, CEO of our Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. That's MIFA. And a blunt warning that too many Indigenous people with mental health issues are necessarily ending up in hospital emergency departments. So for our mob to keep our eyes and ears open, look at your loved ones, and if they're operating in a different space, be aware of it and guide them and direct them to support and help. And you're not a psychologist, you don't need to be, but you can help your family by guiding them right direction. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Yeah, let's go to Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. You know that they talk about fact checking. I better not tell any bullshit on here, brother. We're networks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brother, I'd like to compliment the last caller. You know, brother, there are issues with our people too. That some of us, you know, our mob, they think it's black magic, eh, brother? You know, somebody caught them, you know.
Exactly.
And that's an explanation. And I know Article Hospital up here. Their healers go in too, brother, our own mob, because some of it is all in the mind too, brother.
Yep.
And the other, I mean, even in a white institution, and you one black boy can walk in, it's healing in itself, right, brother, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, like in hospital, you get a lot of middle or white fellow attacker, but even that black fellow attacker too, you know, it helps. But, you know, when I first got sober from Moree in 1978, I went to town, but I worked in the medical center.
Mm.
And they had a training for what they call behavioral health technicians in mental health. They wanted to start it up in Route Island, it was a tribal community. But because of Cyclone Tracy, they couldn't do it, so they ended up doing it in Townsville, and they trained some of us there. And we used to go up to Block B, the psychiatric ward, and sit in with the case conference and listen to because it's easy for the professional to label them, and when they label them, they don't see it from our point of view, brother. So it was good, and that training was based on the barefoot doctors, but the Chinese barefoot doctors with people, as individual people like us. Sometimes the professional people, they make a lot of mistakes too, and they don't really know, but from a cultural point of view, brother.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. That's someone there, a regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for the program. Back in the huts again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Sister Rochelle Watson-Pitt. Take us to the news. Black to reality. Do enjoy.